Well, the Trump administration proposed a new rule this fall that could make it harder for legal immigrants to get a visa to travel overseas if they use or are likely to use certain public benefits like Medicaid or food stamps. The administration argues the proposed public charge rule promotes self-sufficiency, but immigrant advocates disagree. From Houston Public Media, Elizabeth Troval reports.
So you're approving all for any food stamps? You're approving all for Medicaid?
Esmeralda Cedillo helps low-income families sign up for food stamps and Medicaid through the Houston Food Bank.
Oh, my first boy. Yes. He just melts my heart.
They show you pictures of their children, and whenever they have a question, they reach out to me, and they say, Esmeralda, I have this. What can I do to fix this?
They go to Cedillo because she gets it. Her parents are immigrants.
I went through the poverty. I went through seeing my parents' fear.
She works a lot with the Latino community and says since the start of the Trump administration, her client base has dropped dramatically.
So from 80 that we had in 1 week is dropping to 15. The highest we've seen is 20.
Cedillo says people come to her in fear of jeopardizing their immigration status or worse, being deported. She says the administration's proposed public charge rule is making matters worse. The rule would have immigration officials factor low salaries, the use of public benefits, even the likely use of public benefits when evaluating someone's visa application. Critics of the proposed rule, including Cedillo, say that sends a message to people who come for help. If you want to live in this country, you must fend for yourself.
And that was the hardest story I can hear, was that of 8 household members, the parents decided to not to ask for help from the country, that their kids being born here was more than enough. It was a blessing for them. And they were just going to file their taxes and work and see how they would provide medical and food assistance.
Another example of how this fear is playing out is through access to the nutritional assistance program, WIC. Since Trump took office, Houston has seen a 20% decline in enrollment. Zara Kupai runs the federally funded program for the city.
Since election, we went from 72,000 caseload to right now, we're barely 58,000.
And Kupai says the numbers will continue to drop if the public charge rule goes into effect. That's why the city of Houston's health department and other local health organizations are voicing opposition to the rule. Houston Health Authority Dr. David Peirce co-authored a letter against it to the Department of Homeland Security.
You put fear into people so that they won't even take care of the assets that we have available. The situation is just going to get much worse.
He says the immigrant community has limited access to health care as it is.
And there's going to be a human price to be paid. And there's going to be a worse financial price to be paid, too. So it's a lose-lose proposition.
Peirce argues the new rule will have a domino effect. Fewer people will get preventative care, which means more will depend on more expensive emergency care. On top of that, Peirce says fewer people will get vaccinated, more kids will go without food, all factors that will make the city sicker. But not everybody agrees. Matthew O'Brien is a researcher for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, which calls for scaling back immigration to the U.S. He says these community health fears are alarmist and that poor immigrant families cost the country too much money.
I mean, unless we have some kind of outbreak of disease of, you know, the type that we haven't seen since the late 19th century in the United States, you're not going to have those costs offset the costs that are being borne by the American taxpayer in order to provide these benefits in the first place.
More than 200,000 advocacy groups, health professionals, and citizens across the country provided public comment for or against the public charge rule. The Department of Homeland Security is expected to come out with a final rule early next year. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Troval in Houston.